many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong and I learned how to get along. And so you're back from out of space. I just walked in to find you here with that bad look upon your face. I should have changed.
We are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. On the break, you are listening to one of our tracks from the CD. They are doing very well at the comedy shows.
Yes.
People snapping them right up. That was, of course, one of our famous scammer porn segments with Belinda. During good times.
Yes.
Just two kids in love writing porn together.
How precious.
It really was. I mean, we had the world in the palm of our hand. If we just moved our penis over.
It could have been right there in the palm, too.
Exactly. Those were good times. Good times. the way I'll always remember Belinda. The way I always think about Belinda.
Yeah.
I don't like to think of our fighting times.
No.
I like to think of just two kids full of shit writing porn together.
There has been some good stuff.
There certainly has.
The White Inside Out.
Yeah, that's what I just played. I played that clip.
Oh, you did? Okay.
That's what I was playing.
I was making one of Miss Daisy.
About Davin and Belinda.
Right. If you want to call in, number's 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. I guess we'll do a little Scam Busters. We'll do some Ann Jackson. Haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
It's been a few weeks. Do some Ann Jackson. Of course, Pip has her own version of this that doesn't involve scamming. I guess she could sing along and change the words if she wants.
Ah, funny.
How many Mr. Davins are we thinking, kids?
Ooh, I'm going to go with 4.
I'm going with 5.
Okay. Other kids can weigh in if they'd like.
My damn pen doesn't work.
Did you get you a pen? Why don't you lick it?
I did. I just did.
You lick it.
Lick it
you
good.
You lick that bitch.
Is it working?
Lick that bitch.
Lick that bitch.
No. Scam Busters! If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you going to call?
Yay.
Scam Busters!
Sorry. Major.
If it's something stomp weird, back.
Major run.
Who are you going to call? Scam Busters!
It looked stompish.
It looked stompish on your way back.
I know. Well, why don't you just sit there and gain more weight, stupid, and I'll get up and get
no scams.
What?
So I don't know where the pen is, you numbskull.
Well, maybe if an asshole knows how to operate a fucking pen, there wouldn't be this issue. It's a pen!
Joe, do I have pen on my tongue now?
Yeah.
It's a pen!
Do I?
No.
Okay.
I'm not asking you to start a car, which is obviously far too daunting of a task for you. It's a pen!
Start a car? I can start a car.
You can't write with a pen? I doubt it.
No, I can't.
Yeah. If the dad yelled at us.
I know.
Oh, who you once again call? Working with incompetence, see? Scam she Buster. Can't write, Joe.
Can't write the pen. Oh.
No, I'm watching. The pen works perfectly well.
The damn song.
Look at all the scribbling that I couldn't get it to work.
The pen didn't work. Hey, yeah, she had to get the pen working. I don't know where the pen is. You know where the pen is. You're looking like the bad person. You're looking like the bad guy.
Yeah, you're mean.
You're mean.
Really? Think I give a shit?
Apparently you don't. You yell bad words.
Who are you going to call?
There was
Scam Busters!
Sure. Probably yes, all in there, all lonely.
Yeah. All these four-letter words kind of running around, bonking against
Scam
the inside
Busters.
Of his brain.
It's the side of an entity gymnasium. Hello!
He's just drinking his drink. He just doesn't have any time for us.
Good Dr. Brown's diagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enough of that.
All right. I want my voice back.
Do we have anybody else weigh in tonight, or are they not?
Yes, playing? Lisa says 3 and Tom says 5.
Okay. All right. March 8th, 2014. Now, I just told Ann Jackson that the scammers knew what she was doing because she CC'd them on her emails.
Yeah.
Mr. Davin!
Number one!
It is impossible to CC anyone because I sent mail to their official site. When I report to the scam to Interpol, FBI, and UN, it is impossible to CC anyone. This is what I know.
How is it impossible? She CC'd them. She did it. Why am I getting so upset? Because she got me nuts.
Stupid.
No. She says, this is what I know.
This is what I know.
It's right here.
Oh, okay. That makes it true. Charisse is 4.
So I responded, yes, but you do tell them what you're doing. All right. So I, and then after the next thing is I just explained to her that victim A, remember there's victim A, was going through a victim she had brought to my attention. So she responds, Mr. Davin.
Holy mackerel, she's a coming a swinging.
Yep.
In fact, I really do not know her situations, but my neighbor told me that she paid for the fees in advance due to frozen account. She should send mail asking for the details. I really do not know the whole, and Brown Cotton never tells me anything about her case, even her bank account. This is what I do not know it.
Her wait.
This is why I do not know.
I'm sorry, her neighbor is now involved in
this? Yeah, how did the neighbor get involved with this?
Did the is, the students, everybody's involved. It's a regular shit stuff.
They're involved. Right?
I know. Her whole condo association is giving money to
Nigeria.
She's
the type of lady that she walked into a police department and go, no, we already had one.
I know.
I almost got you.
Had to fight that one, yeah.
There was almost Dr. Brown's
Dr.
all over
Brown's
the board.
Dr. Brown's all over the console, yeah.
Joins the grape soda.
Cream tonight, Diet Cream.
Yes.
Yes. Let's see. Mr. Davin!
Ooh, three.
Holy mackerel.
I know.
This is why I sent email to this bank to check it out. They will investigate it for me. I did send my video to them.
Which video is this?
Well, she makes all these videos.
Oh, right. Okay.
I respond, I go, good. Do not let the cast of characters know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Cast of characters.
That's what I wrote.
That's essentially what the article is.
It's an ensemble cast of assholes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Davin!
Four.
Due to different rules from other countries, the government will ask for the tax clearances over U.S. dollars, $100,000 U.S. dollars. Maybe it is about money, Laundergeschen. I am not sure. The tax bureau will check it out if the amount of the funds is really big. I was doing business before. The products and the total amount of the products were checked out by the custom officers because they will ask for the tax. This is why. This is what I know.
Because she's done business before, and she knows that they look at, you know, custom and excise taxes. They check what you're bringing in so they know that they're taxing you correctly. So she thinks she understands what's going on with this bank based on that.
No, no, she knows.
Oh, she knows. This is what I know.
A monkey with a banana. You got some balls
out a banana.
Bringing that to the show.
Look at my dinner. Shut up.
I know.
Read this story.
Oh, climb a building. Leave the damsel alone. She doesn't want to go to the top.
Stop clutching me with those big hairy paws.
You got some balls. I'll tell you, you didn't want to eat that on break when we were off the air?
He was eating a sandwich. You should have seen me daintily put this
deal.
Sandwich.
No, I don't need the deal. It's just the funny that a big, big hairy ape like you actually has the balls in front of us two hyenas and jackals to take out a banana and think that's going to go unnoticed. Especially after your little stomping expose. You are either
I don't give a damn. I want my effing banana right now.
All
right,
McGilla, enjoy.
I'm sorry. That's my line.
Yeah. I explained the white stripes on the jeans. And we move on.
That's a good banana.
Shut up. Don't swallow stupid things you hear.
Things Davin tells us to.
Complete with stupid.
No, he was pointing at me when he said that. Things you hear.
Don't chew into the mic. Chew off the mic.
I'm done chewing.
I heard that too.
Come on.
I'm done chewing.
Lisa's all down. She says potassium.
What?
Lisa's down. She says potassium.
That's right.
Yeah, I know. I know. Settle down.
Read the story.
Give you some protein. Anyway, we'll move on. I say terrible things, but I post it on Facebook. I would.
Yeah, I know.
March 9th, 2014. Dateline. Mr. Davin.
Number five
wow,
already.
Wow. Holy smokes.
She's burning it up.
This is what people do not know. I did the international trade before. The custom offer asked me to pay for the tax. Otherwise, they will not release the products to me. Because it is rule. The products must be verified and checked, and we have to pay for the tax is 5% from the total amount of products, invoice price. It is the same as victim A's funds, because it is her income, and the tax bureau will check it out if she applies the funds. This is not advanced fee fraud. Do you know international trade?
Oh, my God,
so
yes.
You're the asshole here.
Because a box
it's
of bananas.
Just like doing a show.
Yeah.
Because a box of bananas coming into a port is exactly the same as funds in a bank.
Don't distract
you.
God.
I don't distract, man. It's worth its weight in gold.
Now Joe's all suddenly interested in this woman. Yeah, right. Oh, it's got a box of bananas coming. Let's go to Japan on location.
Lisa says, Swallow, Joe.
Well, usually he takes it in the other end, but what the hell? Joe's happy to get a spot.
Hey, look, the banana in one end, the pineapple in the other. It's like a football.
Facial recognition. Anyway.
Joe's a regular Carmen Miranda over there.
Don't say facial during this conversation.
Right.
Don't.
Oh, potassium. All right. I respond. I go, I'm not sure of the particular of victim A situation. I seem to remember hearing that she was trying to launder money, and the scammers did not live up to their end of the bargain. As scammers are wont to do.
Yes. Oops.
I do not doubt that the taxes have to be paid on goods brought into a country. Those goods have to be real. Scammers use a gold bar scam where taxes, I put in quotes, are paid for receiving gold bars that, of course, they never own and never come to the person who's paid the taxes and fees. I mean, this is rudimentary stuff that she knows.
Oh, I know. I like how you're like, but they're real.
And that's the 5% of that money, and that's being brought in as cash, correct?
What?
To bring the fees into the country, right?
I don't know international trade, but have to claim a certain amount, but you don't pay it at customs.
And it's, no. That's what I'm saying. So,
pay it up front. You file your taxes.
Well, that's why it's being brought in as currency, correct? Not gold bars or anything like
that. There's no gold coming, Joe. Nothing's coming to this woman.
That's not the question. Is it in this crazy world? Is it supposed to come in as gold bars?
Yeah, she's supposed to get gold bars.
All right, okay. So
it'll be the cash value of those gold bars.
Because I'm saying that...
Which is probably like $5 million.
Like they're putting a tariff. That's why I was curious, because there's a tariff they're putting on it, at the 5%. It's not a tax. Or
right,
a surcharge.
Tariff is a tax.
Well, like a surcharge or something like that. You know, they have ways of, saying it. So it's being brought in as a product. It would be a tariff.
Sometimes it's a tax. Sometimes your daughter gets hit by a bus. Either way, we need some money.
Well, I just wanted to clarify, because how it's being brought in, if it's being brought in as gold bars, as a tariff. If it was a money transfer, it would be a fee. I know it's the same thing, but how they would classify it and what they would call it, depending on it, would be different.
I don't know what they would call it. This is what she's calling it.
All right. Well, I'm saying, if it's money being brought in, it's a fee to bring the money in. If it's being brought in as a gold product, then it's a tariff.
Unfortunately, with all this, no money's being brought in, nor gold bars.
Well,
a lot of money's going out, though.
Well, what it is being brought in is horse shit, but I mean, you just...
I don't know what the fee is on horse shit.
But just to keep in line what she's bringing in, regardless of what it's going on.
There is a distinction there. Right. I don't know if every scammer is up on the lingo as you are, but that's good to note.
No.
Swallow. We'll continue. I'll read.
Stop looking at me and saying that.
I don't have to tell you. You're a good girl.
Thank you. Joe almost puked up his banana.
You called me an asshole off mic, then you felt the need to call me one again on mic?
Yeah.
Let the record state how Joe really feels.
I was choked up on a banana.
Well, something a girl's never said with you.
Do we have to count up how many assholes and stupids we do this show?
It looked like the deficit clock.
Mr. All right. Stupid.
Actually, deficit's going down.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mr. Davin!
Oh, no, six. Oh. We all lost.
Just like life.
Yeah.
What do you...
Yes.
What do you mean? I do not contact them anymore, because I am pissed off for some reasons. And they are numbered.
Yeah, oh, no. No, oh, no.
One, they use me and do not take responsibility. Two... And this is a quote, as these all are.
I hope they don't all rhyme.
They are fucking idiots.
This is number two.
This is number two on the list. And they do not know the funds transfer. Three, they said to me that they can bring the victim's funds back, but they do not know the whole procedure. How stupid they are!
Of course they are, Ann.
Four!
No.
I know one person who helped four victims get money back, and the total cost is only $4,500 for the whole. I am fucking mad. Do you understand me?
I do. Yes, I get that.
You are definitely mad, lady.
No, you're fucking stupid.
Mad. She's mad, I tell you.
So I go. I do understand you. I just wish you would understand me in regards to the people you've dealt with. Let me know when what RBS, remember that was the real bank, says to you when they investigate your case. Remember, she actually spoke to the real bank. Mr. Davin!
Davin.
Wow, holy smokes.
So you think you got the Mr. Davin game figured out.
Yeah, and Tom's pissed off.
Well, so am I. I think Tommy and I, what did Tommy guess?
You both got five.
Darn battle sticks!
Take it up with Ann Jackson. Let her know how you feel. Send her an email how pissed you are about the Mr. Davin.
Yeah.
Mr. Davin, to tell you the truth, the gold bars belonging to Miller will be frozen because they are under my name. I will never help him, and he must change the name, and it all costs lots of money. Ha 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 ha! He deserves the real punishment. He knows I can do international trade and the marketing survey. Secondly, I must tell you the truth that he is a lover. It is not me. Please understand it well. I am happy, because it is the time to let them get punishment. Green is a soldier, has good rank for Marines. I really do not know it well. To tell you the truth, I do not like U.S. soldiers. And that's part of the thing. You know, we've talked about it. These foreigners actually think these are real U.S. soldiers.
Yeah. So. All U.S. soldiers are scammers or something. What does Miller getting laid have to do with anything?
Well, I mean, we want him to get laid. He's got a lot of stress. He's had high blood pressure.
Can we ship him a casket of bananas or something?
No, those
casket of bananas?
I don't know why I said
now
casket.
We know what to bury you with. We'll have to get those for next year.
comedy and funeral planning.
What if I did croak next year?
Oh my God. We would get a Barrelful of Monkeys game and throw bananas
in
there.
Listen, if you're going to croak next year, be considerate. Do it on a Wednesday afternoon. It gives me a whole week to prepare for the next show. Because you do it on a Tuesday, Pip's not going to want to do the show. It's going to be a pain in the ass. So be a little considerate. I'm just putting out there all the people that might want to off Joe to be considerate.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of them, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, at least do it on there's Wednesday.
One woman in Elwood.
I think you might underestimate that. It's like Ebola. How many of you come in contact with? Your asshole is just contagious.
Hold a second. Just the one?
There's one.
Just the one.
Okay. This week. I'll continue. I say, and this is a gold bar scam. One of the many scams that are run. She goes, Mr. Davin!
Oh, eight?
Wow, she's on the old high horse tonight.
These yeah.
Now you can see one thing. I did report everything from official site, which is true. She did report from official site.
And yeah, CC'd everyone.
This I do not know. It's impossible. Idiot. So the people who contact me will use their personal mail address or the mail address from company. That does not scam. Brown Cotton is an idiot FBI man because he does not know how to do funds transfer or the real procedure.
Because he's not one.
He is not qualified to be FBI man. This is very true.
Hey, she's right there. Look at that one. Hey, you know,
no, he's not.
That
one.
Every monkey finds a banana sometimes.
<That's right>. Yes.
Eric Bohr is a real mafia because of his job. Maybe. He is also an idiot in some ways. I am pissed off. I do not contact them anymore because the idiot Melvin Santos is too proud to say apology to the victims because he holds the funds of the victims. This is the truth. He is fucking corrupted, and it is what I said to him to insult him.
It is what I said to him to insult
that,
him.
That he's corrupt. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
I said, if you never talk with these people again, I have helped you achieve something positive for yourself, and that will make me happy.
True.
Yeah.
True. But she will.
Yes, she will. She can't help herself.
But she will. Yeah, really. Yeah, she.
Yeah. I mean, I can't wait to just have another conversation. You're fucking mafias. Fuck you. No, fuck you. No, fuck you.
Those are your favorites, aren't
they? Yeah, I love it because it's so asinine. And who's going to be screaming at the FBI? Fuck you. No, fuck you.
Yeah, like the FBI is going to get into a pissing
match.
I mean, like you cut some guy off in traffic.
Yeah, I know.
You know, the same argument, you know?
They're going to have the same road rage argument.
It's like a road rage argument. And we're having it with the... You're having a road rage argument with the FBI.
Really?
Really?
Well, we're left with the same place where she really thinks these are real. And
I don't understand, and
she's more resolute that she knows what's going on than ever.
Yeah. Yeah, she does. No, she's fixed the whole thing. Well, she's not talking to him anymore, and they've frozen his gold bars.
Whenever it's pointed out that she might be wrong, somebody doesn't understand, and they're idiots.
Yes,
that's her MO.
But but the thing is that she's been told when she carries on, they're idiots. They're incompetent. No, stupid. They're not real. Oh, they're real.
They're
just incompetent.
Yeah,
and
they're real. They're real scammers.
But. As scammers, yeah, but I mean, as officials.
Well, she doesn't feel he's qualified to be in the FBI.
You know, it's just so... I keep going back to this in my head, sorry, but she's like, and Miller has a lover. It's like, it's not me. It's like, oh, that I think the lady doth protest
too much. But when you tell her, they're not real. Oh, no, they're real. No, they're not. They're not.
No, they're really not.
They're not.
It's like, well, then who am I writing to? Well, everybody that you CC'd, you know.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it just goes back to the fact that, in a way, you feel bad for her because she's just so emotionally distraught and to get to the point of how she feels, you know, to come to the realization, rather, that they're not real people, mm-hmm. and that she's been led on, will devastate her.
Yeah.
Could it, maybe even kill her. You know,
maybe.
You know, to lead to that, down that road. So she, I think psychologically, is taking every step to sidestep that.
Oh, yeah.
Where she doesn't have to acknowledge it. Because to acknowledge it is to be devastated, and to acknowledge it is to, you know, maybe something could snap.
Yeah.
So she's she's not trying to acknowledge it, you know. So it's, you know, it's weird with this stuff. There are nights that I want to strangle her. There are nights that I just want, I feel bad for her.
You want a spoon with her, not yet.
Well, no, no, God, no, God, no. Mr. Curry. But no, but no, it's just, you know.
I want you to fuck me. Make me feel better.
We're going to keep it fair. We're gonna fix the Mr. Davins on this. It's Tommy next week. but you know, it's just, now this week, last week I was just frustrated with her.
Yeah.
Now I'm back to feeling frustrated with her and sad for her.
Oh. I think it really depends on your moods when you come in here.
No, yeah. it doesn't.
I think it does.
No,
last
it
week
doesn't.
You were exhausted.
No, it, well,
you
last
were in the mood for nothing last week.
Last week, no, because what the problem was is when I come up here, I usually have a Red Bull on the way up, and it didn't have a Red Bull. But
every time you walk in here, you usually got a red ass. Yeah,
a friend of mine gave me some Red Bulls tonight, so I'm good to go. But anyway, so the thing about it is that it's not that. It's when you read the story and listen to the logic, and sometimes she's being told something blatantly, and she's not acknowledging it. Tonight, she's just in a way that I don't really have that much tolerance, but I do feel bad for her tonight.
Well, you know, Lisa says there comes a point where you have to say, I was scammed, and move on.
Well, some people can't do that.
Yeah, well, as he was saying, it's a point of pride with her.
I mean, we were victims. We give them evidence and everything. They go, listen, here's all the evidence. This isn't even the real person. It's really this person, blah, 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 blah. And they don't want it. They're like, get out of my life. You don't know me.
But, okay. Yeah, but the person, you know what? With the person like that, they go, get out of here. You don't know me. All right, fine. Ann Jackson is dragging people in like a vortex.
Well, that's why she's dangerous.
These people that
that's
are following
we
her, and that's and that's the problem. If you don't want to come to the realization of that, what can we tell you? But you're dragging people that are following you in like a vortex into all of this.
Like those students that were giving her money.
The students
that
are
taking money.
Her employer that's giving money and stuff like that. You know, and that's when I get mad, because she's not realizing this, and she's dragging more innocent people, and she's doing more damage.
Yeah.
And if she cared about people, she might stop and go, you know what? Maybe I should come to the realization that they're scammers. But however, now she's borrowed money. She's borrowed money from her employer. She borrowed money from students. She's in with money.
Deep.
Now it's a twofold thing where it's not an emotional crossroads that she has to come to. Because she's got to hold on to this, because she's got to try to get money to pay people back.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's trying, so she says.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just like almost gambling. When you're trying to down, you're down, and you're like, all right, mate, the next hand will, you know, win. The next hand will win.
Well, that's what it is. That's
you know, it's the same. It's the same thing.
All right. Should we move on?
Yeah.
Sure.
Little Belinda action?
Yeah.
Little scamming scammers?
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa, whoa. Always and forever.
How many Mr. Davins did we have?
We had 8.
Ah.
I know.
Wow. All right. I thought it would be fun, because her Facebook page has been a topic of so much interest, the one I'm on and the one I'm not on.
Right.
That might be fun to see some of the things that were posted on the one I am on.
Okay.
And over the page was created on December 15th, 2012.
Oh.
That's when that page just for me was. That's when she shed the Agnes skin and created the Belinda page just for me, when she was trying to woo me.
Yes.
With the pictures of her and the daughter and the I love you, Dav, and the good stuff.
The good days.
And, you know, we were having problems in December of 2012. And and December of 18th, 2012, she wrote, "There will be no more living for me if you can't be with me. That will be the end of my life." These are good times.
Wow. That was pretty dedicated, you know.
That was good times.
Yeah.
I like when a woman feels that way about me.
Destitute and suicidal?
Yes.
Yes.
I feel that's at my strongest. I'll show you a little juxtaposition, though. On May 7th of 2013, I posted to her wall
because
we were having problems.
Right.
"I still believe that when you and I are together, nothing is too much for us to overcome. I hope you still feel the same about us." And then I attached one of those little poem type, meme type things.
I was going to say, is it a Hallmark card?
The couples that are meant to be are the ones who go through everything that's designed to tear them apart and come out even stronger.
Touching.
Those were tough times.
Yeah.
Touching.
They were tough times. I had to try to woo her back.
Mm. Yes.
And that was May 7th of 2013. So we'll jump ahead to May 24th, 2013. Things are rough for the kids.
Yeah, they are.
It's just not...
It's not looking helpful.
It's not. It's not. So we'll continue. And a very special Daffinston.
I reached home from school for this.
Joe, we're going to need you to do a slower instrumental for the Daffinston theme song.
Yeah.
What did you have to tell me yesterday? This is her. It's either you are telling me or not. Let me know before I delete this account.
Wow.
This is her.
Hardballing you.
Exactly. It's like, really, lady? Man. Whatever.
That's what you want to say. Really, really, really.
I go, what? Belinda, you do not love me. You've never loved me. This was clearly a money grab. I see it now. She goes, then I guess we are done here. I see.
So the guy kills me out of the butt. Cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're done here then.
I guess, yep. I see you think very lowly of me, and that is also clear to me now. She goes, as she continues, I think it is better for us to part ways. I go, I do not think lowly of you until you turned into this. I don't even know what, but it was not the girl I spent hours talking to. That is fine. Clearly this is not, quote, fruitful for you. Remember last week?
Yes.
You said fruitful. What did you mean you thought I was different than the others? And silence, because she didn't respond for a while.
Uh-oh.
She goes, forget about that. Typical scammer.
Yeah.
Forget about that. I think it's clear now. Anytime I needed your help, you have a way of finding excuses, and clearly you don't have any intentions of helping me. That is fine, but I will be glad if you had the decency to tell me rather than go around in circles. Don't you hate when people aren't up front?
Put your intentions on the table!
I hate when we just don't lay our cards on the table.
Oh, it's awful. You lied to me, Mr. Davin.
I'm not Mr. Davin here.
No, I know, but I mean, it's just like, you fake Davin, you lied to me.
And that's you to her, correct?
No.
No, that was her to you. To him. I know.
He got some pair of balls, Mac.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
You got some pair. Yeah, you know, I'm surprised you didn't slip. Look, Mac, you got some pair of balls.
It's like, what? Time out. You got some pair of balls to say that. Okay, time in.
Time out. Not for
But I love you.
Not for naught. You got some pair of balls, dude.
Yeah, it's like you're playing a game when you're a kid. Yeah, time out.
Yeah, yeah. Reality. You know, dude, all right.
It's like, really?
Not for nothing. I know we're both writing a show
here. Yeah. Really, come on, dude. Look at the notes.
Yeah.
Well, this is how I played it. I tried to help you. I lost my goddamn lawyer trying to help you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you fake did.
I certainly faked it. I'm having a really rough time with things and never asked you for anything other than to be there for me. Yet with you, if I can't magically pay your bills for you, then I am a piece of crap. You forget all the times when you needed somebody to talk or to make you laugh or smile how I would always try and do that for you. I push aside all my pain and problems and try for you. But if there's no money in your hands, then you leave.
Ouch.
Now here's an interesting thing, which I don't recall if I was thinking about at the time. But I've just pretty much told him, go listen, dude. I was talking to your girl all the time. When she was depressed, it was me making her feel better.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's like, yeah, when you needed a shoulder to cry on, I was there. More than you even know. I mean, you know how often.
You know, he's got, because he probably doesn't know that.
No, he's like, wait, what?
But you know, like in bed, like at night.
About she's screaming my name?
But no. But, you know.
Yeah. Fake Daffin.
Boy, what a.
Exactly like that.
Or a fake orgasm.
But you know that they're in bed, you know.
From the back.
They're in a hut, you know, and you get in the bed.
They're in the hut. They live in an apartment.
All right,
in a shanty, if you will.
I love the. Really? So you upgraded them to a shanty. Wow, Robin Leach. Holy cow.
With all the fake gold bars you sent them, yes.
And here we have shit in the corner of the shanty.
We go into the scammer shanty, where they lie and corrupt everyone.
Here we have the latest model of a BlackBerry. Yeah. Money's bent down, business is not good.
They're still sleeping on rushes on the floor, but they have the latest technology.
But you know, at night, it's like they're sitting in bed. Boy, what a day. Yeah, we bullshit a lot of people. Yeah, stupid Davin there. You know, I told him to go to hell. But I got a question for you. Yeah. He was saying some things about, like, how you kind of was saying things and he made you. I never said that. Really? Then why did you write? You know?
Yeah.
I think I might have caused a problem.
Right.
You're welcome. I think there's a very distinct possibility that that happened on some level.
Because well, I didn't say anything to Willie Says that you try to make him. You know, I, you know, work my ass off lying to people, and you know, you and you're with him. You know, do you have a thing for him? No, he's just tomorrow. Really, I don't believe it. I looked at some of the notes that because stupid planted the seed over here. You know,
Tom says. All this conversation is missing is some My Doll, a box of bonbons, and a Lifetime Man-Hater movie of the week.
That's funny. A little old rom-com to get you through there, Tommy, right?
She goes, you said the scripts I wrote with you without even letting me know. Whether you have sold it or not, you are the best person to know. That you said, the English is terrible here. You said it is, I don't know if A broke. No, it didn't. I just don't know why they can't spell anymore.
Because he's probably pissed.
You know what?
Yeah.
You might be.
You're writing porn. Because you know writing porn.
Well, I think he had a hand in that. I think he had a hand in the porn. Because she had said my cousin. I think so. I don't think it was her writing the porn.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
To know that, she said, to clear yourself. At least I have given you something to clear yourself with. I just need to pay my rent before the month ends. I ask you for help, and all I get is bullshit!
Yes!
Because, you know, if there's one thing a scammer hates, it's bullshit!
And that's you, and that's them to you, right?
That's them to me. You know right there, go, son of a bitch!
Everything is coming out. My wife, I can't get a dime out of you. You're an asshole. You're a pain in my neck. You won't shut up.
Everything is coming out.
This has got to be pissing him off.
Obviously!
Yeah. You're talking to him. I let her handle one stupid mark.
Absolutely!
She's talking to him all the time. And she's like,
not only can we get a dime out, like I said, he's a pain in the ass. He's stupid. Now my wife is, I think, has fallen in love with this son of a bitch. You know,
I might have to call him and play the first call from a couple of weeks ago when she sounded all excited to hear me. Explain that, stupid.
Oh, yeah. What's that all about?
Explain
huh?
that, stupid.
Somebody's going to get backhanded with a bone again.
Yeah, apparently so. Yeah.
I go, I did not send any scripts. There is nothing that can be done with what we worked on. I go, I never gave you bullshit. You don't want to play that game. Let me ask you. The money was coming in December. My divorce was getting finalized. Why did you come clean when you did?
Oh, yeah. Why?
That's what I asked. She goes, you think it's about the money? You haven't even given me a dime since we started talking. But you always think it's about money. I'm not that cheap, you know. I have some pride left in me. Do you? I romanced your gal. You got no money. You know I'm dealing bullshit. Do you got pride?
You threw a do you on that?
No, I'm saying to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to us, not to do you to her. Him, whatever.
I go, I stopped thinking it was about money, but now it is clear to me it is about money. I did not change. I loved you through all the lies and personal hell our relationship put me through. You are walking out on me when I need you. She goes, You can take your money. I can see now you had no intention of helping me. All you did was to go around in circles. Thanks for everything. I think it'll be wise to part ways so we can both continue our lives. We'll find help from somewhere else.
Find help from someplace else.
Quit writing my wife, you son of a bitch, is pretty much the backstory.
I go to rehab, you crazy bastard.
Now, remember, as Agnes, she had asked for some help.
Yes.
From some people. Not from everybody, but there was a few where she had asked for some help.
But the writing style, I know that. The backstory, the facts are there, but the writing style is totally different.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that. No, this is the guy.
Yeah.
This isn't my guy.
Yeah. He's reading out of the notes, but the writing style is the guy. And he's pretty pissed off.
Yeah,
he's not happy.
He's like, I'm going to kick that juju man in the nuts.
Oh, he's sore as hell with you because, you know.
I gave you my wife's best tampon and this is what we get. We wrung it out and everything and took the eyes of a chicken and I ain't got squat.
And like I said, man, is, you know.
Best tampon?
His wife is like.
Well, it was in the ass, you know, confused. Joe was advising.
Best part of his wife's day. You're the best part.
I am.
You're the best part of his wife's day.
He's not going to enjoy looking at the notes.
No. Oh, no. God, you're gonna, oh,
Lisa
boy.
Says, no, it's all about the love.
Not in that house, man. There was a big spat in that house that night.
Oh, yeah.
So then I go.
Probably.
And I scream. I was trying like hell to help you. I told you I am broke. I told you I have nothing. I told you I'm being washed. I told you I'm in legal trouble. What do you want me to do? I told you all of this all along.
Yes,
and I did.
And you were. That's a good counterpoint. You know, for all that, it's a good counterpoint. You were up front with everything.
Yeah.
You did not hide one thing.
Bullshit, but
well,
yeah, it's all bullshit, but I mean,
except we're doing a radio show where we're scamming them. You know, besides that shit, you were up front with everything else.
If you could just forget that little detail.
Little detail, everything else, you were up front.
Mike, I was completely up front with my fabrication.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Unlike them, where I had to discover fabrication.
You were consistent about your fabrication.
Yes.
As my pal Lenore says, I didn't lie. I just withheld the truth. So,
no, I lied.
It's Lenore's fault.
Yeah.
I go, when did you stop loving me? Did you ever love me? She goes, I guess this is the end. I can't afford spending the little I have on airtime. This is goodbye. Good luck with the rest of your life. I go, fine. It's a shame because I was working on things for us, but I guess you had no faith in me.
Here's a little hook. There's a little hook. Threw a little line out.
I'm done going around in circles with you. Even if you don't go away, even if I don't go away from you, I don't have money to keep coming on Facebook anymore. I told you I did it for old time's sake. But clearly my money is finished and I can't do it anymore. It'll be better to part ways. Keep what you have and do something else with it. And it's not about faith. It's about reality.
All right, old time.
Reality?
No.
Wait a minute. What was that thing about? I came back for old times' sake. So you're telling me this conversation was a pity fuck?
No.
Is that what you're telling me?
No. What an old times' sake was is when the whole thing when Dick El Dorado died and he wanted to get a touch with Mavis and then he got in touch with
Belinda. How could you forget her?
I'm sorry because right. I'm trying to get all these names together. And Belinda, that kind of triggered it. Now. They have to go back to Belinda and discuss the whole Mavis Dick El Dorado thing. Now they're in old timey land.
Okay.
Now they're reconnecting and how are you? Blah 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 blah. But we got to move out of this right now because this whole thing has been wasting money.
Right.
The husband's got to get back and start playing hardball.
Right.
So he's pissed off that he had to stop and go through that nonsense.
No, I see.
And that's why he's mentioning old time's sake for him. For old time's sake, you know.
Oh,
you know how he said.
Right.
And then we had to go back for old time's sake and go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You made me backtrack.
Yeah, you made me backtrack. You know, so that's what I'm taking from that whole thing right there.
I go, Belinda, this is your choice. We could have written letters. We could have made it work. You said no matter what, you wanted to stay friends. You never answer when you stop loving me. She goes, all those things cost money, and that is something I don't have. I go, neither do I. Now, but I will. Then I scream, did you ever love me?
You're such a chick.
I, at the times I played that point.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She goes, I don't want to stay friends with you anymore. I think it would be better for us to go our separate ways. Not too long ago, you wanted the same thing. And then she goes, I won't spend money and time if I didn't have any feeling for you. But that is not important now.
Oh, wow.
So
I don't want to spend any more time with you.
They're still sticking with that. If I didn't love you.
I wouldn't have stuck it out this far.
If I didn't have millions. You want to start.
Yeah, right. If I didn't think it was eventually going to pay off, you drag this out and drive me crazy.
I go, would I have spent all this time and gone through the two incarnations of you and hell if I did not love you?
Anytime when you have to profess your love and use the term the two incarnations of you, that's not good.
Unless somebody's had a sex change, there should never be two incarnations.
I mean, relationships you go when you were dating, and then, you know, you might start dating again or something like that. But there's never two
different people.
Two incarnations.
Yes. Two unique
That's crazy.
Lisa says, apparently money can buy you love if sent through Western Union.
And a new identity.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah,
I
have a new identity.
If I was not working on getting you into a better place, I don't know what I meant. I go, I never wanted you out of my life. I was trying to learn Twi for you, for God's sakes.
You're trying to do what?
Twi. That's one of their languages.
You were?
No, not really.
I know.
Listen, these are desperate times.
That's hilarious.
By the way, I was learning to learn Twi, and we're like, what? And he's like, what Twi? Like, you got to stop and go, for Christ's sake. You know? Twi is.
She goes, I appreciate everything, but I can't do this anymore. I am broken. Affording 3 square meals a day is now very hard. Even if you think I have lied to you and you won't give me anything, look at my child. She is innocent of all this. To tell you the truth, if I don't pay my rent and other things within the next 3 days, you won't see me or hear from me again. It's not because I want to, but I can't afford it anymore. I'm doing this for some time now, and I can't do this anymore.
No.
She threw the kid in there again.
Yeah, I know.
Threw the kid in there because basically what she's doing is she's trying to get that money. If this, you know, is a real relationship, you might go, all right, let me try to throw you
if
something.
If this was a real relationship, I'd send her the money.
Yeah.
You'd send her the money. Absolutely.
Of course you
think
would.
Think about it. Just as a part, if this was real,
yeah,
and you just read that.
I'd donate blood or sperm or something.
Yeah, if you thought it was, you'd send
you
something.
Would, yeah. You would send money. In
yeah.
A
heartbeat. Oh, yeah, you would.
And you know, be writing porn scripts, you would think I have access to sperm.
And money.
Lots.
And money.
As much as you want.
I go, I understand, but don't think for 1 minute. Don't for 1 minute think I did not love you. Don't think for 1 minute I was not trying to help Kasia as well. That's the daughter.
Yeah.
I knew what was going on. The problem is the legal system is slow in the USA. If you do not wish to be with me, then that is fine. I told you I was never going to force you. For goodness sakes, I bought a ring a while ago, but it matters not now.
Oh,
this diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore.
I'll take it downtown. That's where the porn shop is. Downtown. Okay.
The French are glad to die for love. They delight in fighting duels. I prefer a man who lives and gives expensive jewels. A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Sang Belinda. Wait, so how does she respond to the ring? That was ambiguous.
Not really.
I'm trying to find where I was. It's hard to think we'll be best friends.
Yes.
Where the hell was I?
We need some scrolling music. Do you notice how every time you have to make up something, it always sounds like the Tonight Show?
Oh yeah.
Da 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 da.
Oh, I have my la da 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 da.
Yeah, everybody.
Da 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 da.
She goes, I appreciate everything, but the reality is I want to, but I can't do this anymore. I can't, even though I want it. I go, fine. I told you if you found a better situation, you should take it. It was never what I wanted, but love is doing what is best for somebody. I always wanted what was best for you. If I was given more time, then it would have been the three of us together. But I guess time is not on my side. She goes, time is not on both of our sides. I go, I guess not. I just wish our last times talking could have been more pleasant. I missed the girl I grew to love twice.
I like the way that he said he said or whatever it said, time is not on both of our sides.
Yeah,
like he's like, I got no time. Like, you know, I got no time on this shit.
Well, here's just like what you were saying on the show, is that as soon as they start buy now or forever lose this sale opportunity, it's like, yeah, time is not on our side. Ding, ding, ding. Clock's ticking. You're ticking down on the time bomb here.
Yeah, you're very frustrated because, you know, on the emotion card, you know, they should be able to get you on the emotion card. And then they throw that line out to try to get you on the emotion card, and they're not getting you. So, it's, you know, it's very you're very frustrating to deal with.
I hate to give scammers a rough day of it, Joe. I apologize.
I'm just telling you what it is.
Just a guy trying to make a living on his phone.
Really? So,
but it's funny that, you know, like usually the you know, there are unfortunately poor people, you know, they just, you know, want to be loved and they just send anything, and they're trying that trick on you, and it's like, no, not so much.
Well, no, they just kind of completely skipped over the whole idea about buying a ring?
So far.
Wow.
She goes, I've changed, and I know it.
Yeah, you sure have.
Yeah,
now
I grew a dick. Yeah, you beat me to it. Atta girl.
Twice.
I've changed and I know it, but my situation has changed me. I have not found anybody else, and I think it's the best thing to do. Even though it is hard, I think it will be best for the two of us. I go, it's not the best for me. You not in my life was best for me. I mean, you not in my life was best for me 11 months ago. You not in my life was best for me 11 months ago. Now I have nothing, but this is not your problem. I do not understand how me not in your life makes your life better, but it is your life, and you do as you see fit.
Mm.
She goes, I don't see us going on if I don't pay my rent. That's my reality. Yeah. If I sell my phone, I won't be able to talk to you again. That's reality. If I go away and I don't get airtime to chat with you, I will delete this account because I don't see the need in keeping it if I won't be opening it any longer. That's reality. I've been faced with reality lately, and I am forced to take realistic chances. It's not my fault.
Uh-huh. Been faced with reality, huh?
I guess so. Okay.
And it's not my fault. Yeah, you've been getting your ass chewed out at the Friday meetings. Everybody looking at the reports. You know? That's what's happening.
I love how you bring this down to like corporate level. I know.
I go, going on this account takes no more time than going on any other account. I understand your reality. I'm just saying I would never throw we shared. We had genuine moments of connection and laughing and fun. In this life where that is so hard to find, I do not understand just discarding it. We did it online through difficult circumstances, which makes it even more remarkable. What we had, whatever it was, I thought it was special. Was it special to you?
Yeah,
and at some level, that's true.
No, and this will infuriate him.
And,
and
the funny thing is a relationship comes down to an end. I mean, there's times when Joanna have talked about like where things are right now.
Yeah.
But we, you know, she goes, you know, just remember that there were good times. And I'm like, yeah, I know there were.
I remember
good
that
times.
Day.
Yeah.
I was at the beach. You were home.
I remember that day. Well, I have counseled my girlfriends when they're breaking up with somebody. Like they're like trying to. Like completely erase the person from their life, and I'm like, no, you don't erase the person from your life. You spent all this time with them, and there were good things. So, you know, you have to accept the good and the bad. It happened.
You know, you gotta wonder if this guy's really pissed off reading this shit, or yeah, I just don't think because I was genuine in some regard there. I did like talking to this person.
Yeah.
I did want to stay friends with this person.
Yeah.
If you're talking to the wife, yeah, when you're talking to him, he could care less.
No, you wonder if he's pissed off. Like, does he think that she's such a good con?
Yeah,
or is he like pissed off? Son of a.
He's not happy. He's not. I could tell you right now.
Yeah.
He's not happy. Sore as hell. You know, number one, you know, her wife's been horsing around with you for a while, trying to get
well,
money.
One time I was a horse.
Well,
some sort of animal.
Yeah, trying to get money out of you. Yeah. And then he's reading all this lovey-dovey stuff that, you know, that she, you know, she's been writing to you.
You know, it would have been funny. I didn't think of it at the time. If I would have copied and pasted, I couldn't because this is all live time. The animal thing. You go, but what about this?
Can you imagine his head explode? What's the shit you've been talking about?
That'll get
guy?
A bitch killed in Ghana.
If you were working as a team and you saw that your wife was writing that crap, you would just go,
be a meeting.
When you're off that computer, holy mackerel, they're going to be a big fight.
The belt is coming out of the pants.
Oh, it is going to be a big fight, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there'll be a problem.
I go... So I ask her if it was special to you. She goes, I did things with you I've never done with anybody else. I never had animal sex on the internet before. I did these things because I genuinely adored
sure
and treasured you.
On the just on the internet?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did those things because I genuinely adored and treasured you. You can doubt me if that makes this easier, but that is the truth. She goes, I understand, but if this week passes and I don't pay my bills, I don't think this can continue. Not because I don't want to, but I just can't.
Mm-hmm. This week. So now we're down to timing again.
I go, I understand, Belinda. I feel helpless. I've tried all the quick fixes to help you, but you either don't like them or they blow up in my face. Where would I send the money if I can?
Oh.
She goes, I've told you already. If you want to help me, you can. But if don't or can't, I understand it perfectly well.
No. Remind me again.
Yeah. Perk.
I don't like when you say if I want to help you. It has never been a matter of want. I'm half a world away and in a lot of trouble myself, but it has never, ever been a matter of want to. She goes, so then what is it? I go, I want to be with you right now. I want to hold you in my arms. I want to give you a kiss. I want to give Kasha a stuffed teddy bear. I want to meet your grandmom. However, it does not mean I can't.
I want to keep this bit going for another year.
Yeah.
delete.
Nice, Joe.
I go, however, it does not mean I can do everything I want to do. She goes, so what can you do?
Wow.
Always ready to make a deal. I go, that is what I was trying to figure out until you've just been a real bitch to me.
Did you say that?
Is that yes. Did you say? Okay, yeah. Yes, you say that. Because the look on your face. Did you say that? Or did you type that?
Yeah.
I go, this is the first time you're talking to me like a human being in quite some time. She goes, "You still haven't told me what you're going to do." "That's calling me a bitch." I go, I said you have been being a bitch to me, which you have. I did not call you a bitch. That was just such a typical typical guy thing.
It's like backpedal.
I've had that conversation with my wife. I go, "You know what? You're being a real bitch. Don't you call me a bitch." I said, "I'm not calling you a bitch."
Yeah, acting like one.
Yes. Semantics.
Semantics.
Learn them.
Mr. Semantic. Mr. Semantics.
I go, "Have you been nice to me?" She goes, "You still have not told me how you're going to help me solve my problems. If you won't or can't, just let me know so I know what I will do after here." I go, "I don't know yet. I have to talk to some people. What will you do if I can't help you?" She goes, "To tell you the truth, I don't know." I go, "Okay. Well," I go, "will you let me see if I can have somebody talk to your landlord and ask for more time? Tell him we are working on the rent." We've gone down this road before.
Yes. She My goes, solicitor, Bulldog McIvy.
She goes, "It is unnecessary. It is either I am paying for it or I am moving into my grandparents' house. Simple. I think he has done enough. I will take responsibility for my actions." I go, "It does him no good to have an empty unit. If he thought he could rent it, you would have been out a long time ago. He says people are going to take it when I leave. Some people came to check out the house about 2 weeks ago." I go, "If that was the case, he would tell you. He would tell you you have no option to pay. He would not keep a tenant who is late with payments if he thought he could get somebody better in."
Right.
"Sometimes it just needs the coaxing of a man. This is Ghana, after all. Sometimes it just needs the authority of a lawyer. Sometimes it just needs somebody to vouch for your good name. You have nothing to lose by letting me try."
Ooh.
That's nice play. Very well played.
Yeah.
Very well played.
Thank you.
Now they got their foot in cow shit because obviously it's a lie.
Who are we going to have this idiot call now?
Right.
Pretend to be the landlord.
Right. Now.
Jesus Christ. How many cousins do you have? We got to get another one.
Because I'm sitting here, I'm listening. I'm like, yeah, and they can call. I'm like, hold it. There's no landlord. Now they got to drum up a landlord to call.
What's so bad about moving in with grandma? Maybe grandma can use an assist.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't see the downside.
Yeah, you know, if you move in with grandma, you could still be on the phone.
Yeah.
She goes, "I owe the man, for God's sake. Don't you pay your rent when you owe? Good name, they say, is better than riches. It is unnecessary having people talk to him because I have to pay him. I will find a way around this. I always have.
Well, everybody wants a good credit score. Yeah.
You'll find
nobody in Ghana is getting a good credit score.
Yeah. "I'll find a way around it. I always have." Well, then no problem.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. I go, "How?" She goes, "I've told you already." I go, "That will only keep you in the apartment for one more month." She goes, "I'll try and save money from the little work I do to pay for it after one ends." I go, this is no way to exist. Sad face. She goes, "Is that what you think?" I go, "Yes. I think the pressure you are under is tremendous." She goes, "Okay, that is the only realistic option I have." I go, "You have nothing to lose but letting my lawyer speak to him. I do not understand you sometimes," sad face. She goes, "It is unnecessary, and it is not realistic."
It is unnecessary.
Now
it's like, no, I don't want your topi help.
Don't hurt yourself backpedaling.
Really?
She goes, "He won't even agree to what you will tell him." I know the lawyer. He's right. The landlord is right here.
I know you, so this is going to be good.
Whatever you say.
She goes, "He won't even agree to what you will tell him. He might agree with you, but still, take his apartment from us. You are not here to stop him from doing that." I go, "No, but maybe my lawyer can convince him to give you another month. Maybe in another month, if we try, we can get a script done. Maybe it will be so good we can get an advance. Maybe in a month I will be divorced and I can bring you here. A lot can happen if given time. We would not ask him to forgive the debt. We would repay the debt with interest."
See, the whole thing is that they almost were ready.
You're
a pain in the ass. You're not getting any money. You're driving them nuts. You're having my wife write you all this creepy stuff that I'm not really thrilled about. I'm almost done with you. I made a passing comment that maybe we could try to help with the rent. You come up with an idea that you want your lawyer to call the landlord. Now I got to find out who the hell they're going to call. I mean, damn it all. Will you go away?
Will you just quit already?
Go away.
I wish I could quit you.
You are a federal case. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Kind of am.
Don't get me wrong.
Right? Oh, we wouldn't have a bit if I was a Joe. I just said, okay.
Okay, go away.
I'm just saying.
No,
you know, it's just an overview. It's just an overview, you know, but very good.
Oh, God.
I go, I say these things. I assumed you wanted to be with me. I should not have done that. I apologize. She goes, that's what you told me some time ago, and I borrowed money from a friend. It took me to sell some clothes of mine to pay those debts, and here you are telling me the same thing again. I go, I've been doing things like crazy to make it happen. When you met me, I had money and freedom, and things were easy. Mm. Now I have neither, so things are more difficult.
Oh, my God, sounds a little close to home.
I was just thinking that.
No.
I go, it does not mean they are impossible. Listen. None of this matters if you want to go on with your life without me. I can't make you love me. I can't make you want to be with me. Those are things that I absolutely can't do. Everything else is possible.
Mm.
She goes, it is possible from where you are, but not from where I am. Things are harder from here than from your side. I go, you can't say that because you really have no idea how hard things have become here. Listen, Belinda. I am willing to try just about anything, but if you can think everything is lost, then it is lost no matter how much I want it to be otherwise.
Good point. If you lost faith, I can't do anything for you.
Yeah. You know. The 80s band said love will find a way. But. Who is that? That's Tesla.
Yeah. Great tune.
Yeah, it is. She goes, well, then I think we are done here. At least we have tried to make things work, but I guess things are too hard for us. I've tried to be here. I really have. But I guess it didn't work out. I go, I guess so. I really do think if we had more time, I could have changed your world for the better. I believed you when you said you wanted to marry me. At first, it scared me, but then it excited me. I guess it is over. I guess there will be no happy ending for two people who tried to persevere through the greatest of odds.
Ugh.
It scared me, and then it excited me. Where are the censors?
She goes, well, I guess I've tried. I guess it will never work. Continue with the rest of your life and hope you are happy. Goodbye forever. I go, I tried as well. I really did. Goodbye, beautiful buzzkill, Belinda. She goes, I'm deleting the account and also changing my number. Please don't write me or contact me.
I feel kind of sad.
I know. Don't write me or contact me.
I was sad when this was happening, even though I didn't want to talk to this prick.
But okay, we're all done, so don't contact me ever again. Not even, like, how you doing? Burn my pictures.
How's business? How's tricks?
Burn my pictures. Delete this. I'm shutting down everything. You can't find me anymore. Bastard.
I go, deleting your number? I thought you were selling the phone. Oh, prick.
You asshole. That's brilliant.
Yeah. it's like... Yeah, you. I thought you wouldn't have a number, huh? Huh? It's like, oh God!
That's really quick because basically it's not like an email correspondence. This is like real time. You know, when you had a guy, I'm deleting my. Oh, really? I thought you had a phone, asshole.
Meanwhile, Trucker Tom says, "Cue sad Hulk music."
Cue sad Hulk music. Yeah,
I got some if you want.
Funny.
She goes, yeah, I am also going to change my line when I get another phone, so please don't try to contact me. I go, I respect your wishes, but why do you want to go as if I was, why do you want to go as if I was never a part of your life, as if we never had any special moments, as if I was never important? You know, you think this guy thinks his wife is really that good of an actress? Or you think he thinks that I'm such a big fool, or do you think he's thinking, you know what, I am going to fucking beat the shit out of her.
I don't know. I'm really not telling. Joe, do you have any feelings?
I think there's going to be some words.
Why is this guy so in love with you? I mean, damn it.
No, it was supposed to be.
But it's not like, why is this guy so in love with you? Why are you writing all this stuff and going extra mile with him?
I gave you the file of bullshit poetry. Why didn't you just cut and paste? She goes, I don't know, but I just thought you could help me with a little money to pay my bills. And with no fault of yours, I just feel disappointed. I just don't want anything to do with it anymore is all. I go, so because I can't send you $150 this minute, I am nothing to you?
Yeah. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I'm going to sell my phone and I'm moving and fuck you.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
It really is.
They don't have a good ending strategy.
No.
She goes, it's not that. As of now, that is the most important thing in my life, and since you said you love me, I thought you would have helped me. I didn't want to ask you, but I thought since you are in my life, you could have helped. I am just disappointed you could have helped me. I just feel that way. By no fault of yours.
Hold on. I got to point something out. You said, they don't really have a good ending strategy. They're not writing a rom-com, stupid. They're trying to take your money. They don't care.
But a lot of times these things with the scammers end in a blaze of glory. You know, we've seen me get cussed out.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going this route with me. You'd think if this guy's really furious, he'd go, and another thing.
Yeah, right.
Basically, it's not your fault.
Really?
It's the wife's.
They're letting you down easy.
They are, which is kind of interesting. With all the shenanigans, all the 11 months now, all the effort they've spent, they've revealed themselves in pictures and videos to me, who they really are. You'd think there'd be a little bit more hostility.
I would think after all this time wasted on fake Davin.
Yeah.
I think it would be more hostility if there was an emotional connection. I think it's just, you know, they're just trying to move on because you're dead weight. He has been patient. I mean, he's tried different scenarios, but every scenario is another chance to get money.
Yeah.
So it's not like there's an emotional part on his end. And every time where that chance to get money doesn't come in, you know, it moves on. I mean, the whole thing. I'm trying to pay my landlord. I'm going to be out of my house. I need money. I got my kid. I'm going to be out of money. Instead of Davin going, where can I send the money? He wants to have a lawyer call and negotiate for him to stay. There's no, every step of the way.
Ask where to send it. They didn't answer.
Right.
But you. They didn't answer, but you never brought the question up again. You brought up how they can do stuff on their own without you.
I offered my lawyer to them.
I know. You wanted them to find the job. You got them jobless.
I helped them find the job.
Some of them so good, I thought of taking the damn thing. You know, but
I think I've been a very good boyfriend.
My money's
all tied up. The witch is watching my every move.
But you have been. But what you're doing is you're not sending the money.
Joe, because they're scammers.
Can I please finish my sentence? You're not sending them the money. You're giving them ways to be self-sufficient.
Are you saying that's not their end game?
No.
You're saying they didn't come to me as a guidance counselor,
not
Joe.
At all.
Oh, you're saying they just wanted a free handout.
I got a funny feeling.
Damn
I
it,
to
white
let you
man,
down.
Stop trying to teach me to fish.
They must be Democrats.
Send me bushels of fish.
Just wanting a free handout.
Uh-huh.
Send me fish.
Well, Joe's Ghana. Nobody gets a free handout.
Nobody gets free fish.
I'm there.
Here, you put the worm on the cook. No, just give me a damn fish. Yeah.
But really, I mean, if this was really a relationship, you just want to slap a bitch. Unless you have that, like, I need to be your daddy type thing in you.
Yeah.
And take care
right.
of you, your sugar daddy.
Right.
Really, bitch, you are a lazy motherfucker.
It's like
stop,
I'm giving you so many ideas.
Yeah, stop chatting on the fucking phone with me. Get a job, stupid.
Right.
But this has been going on, I mean.
Since 2012.
I understand that, yeah. On November 13th, they were going back with religion.
Yeah.
Today it's this. One time it was religion.
Although, to my credit, in November 2013, she was willing to forsake the Jesus for me.
Yeah, she was to renounce Jesus for Davin. And then
as you all should.
And then there's a...
I've already done it.
Thank you. That's why you're always been my
favorite. Guys, listen for the clip to be up. Check out that clip because this thing where Davin shows up for the Last Supper. Wanting to meet Jesus.
Oh, that was last week's.
I gave the ones yesterday.
No, but that was in the weeks before. You played that again?
You'll enjoy it again, folks.
You're doing a lot of repeats on these clips.
I mean, I thought it was interesting, but it's still very entertaining and it carries on the story. No problem.
I think. She goes, it's not that. As of now, oh, no, I said it. I read that. I go, Belinda, the only way I have not been able to help you is with a cash payment. Even with that, I did not say no. I said I need to figure out how I could do that. No matter how much you disappointed me, I could never walk away from you. When you told me Agnes was a hoax, I was devastated and bitter and disappointed. But still, I stayed. I guess our level of devotion is different.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got a show to write. I don't.
Yeah, anybody else would have walked. What's wrong with you?
But, I mean, a real relationship. I mean, listen, I gave you another chance when you were fake.
Right.
When you were fake.
When you were faker.
When you were faker.
Yeah.
Don't choke on your nuts. Things Pip hears a lot.
Chuck keeps giving me his nuts to put in my mouth.
This small.
Oven shape, as a matter of fact.
She goes, it's not... it is not. But it's okay. Let's forget about everything in part and peace.
Right.
I go, okay. I do not think it needed to end this way. I did not think it was going to end this way. But even when you love me, I told you I would never force you to do anything. Even though you do not love me, I will hold true to what I said and not force you to do anything. And I can't forget. I'm happy for you that you can, but you've been a huge part of my life for most of a year, so I just can't forget this.
And our listeners' lives.
For a couple of years.
Yeah.
Christ, we've been doing this bit since 2012. Oy vey.
Can't believe that.
Yeah.
I know.
Talk about milk and some shit. She goes, okay.
So ridiculous.
Okay.
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 I go, and she walked into my life as a stranger. I thought I knew her, but maybe I never did. She walks out of my life as a stranger, and here I am, changed forever.
That's like reading poetry to a grizzly bear. Sounds less like I do shit.
I thought of it off the top of my head. I thought it was pretty good.
That bear's still going to chomp your head like an apple.
Saying she's not a lover of the arts, Joe?
No. Okay.
I know.
She goes, okay.
Sure says, no, bye.
She goes, could you send me the link to delete this account?
What?
Joe's eyes just, both your eyes is bugging. Could you send me the link to delete this account? Remember, I helped her delete Agnes's account.
Yeah.
I sent her the link to delete Agnes's account.
Can you help me cut you out of my life?
I'm going to break your heart. I need a little help, though.
Yeah, can you give me some tech help on breaking your heart?
I'm going to rip your heart out and show it to you. I'm going to need a little bit of your help to do it. You know?
I'm sorry, but fake Gavin should get like really mad right now.
Yeah, I don't mean to put you out, but I'm going to devastate you. I'm going to need a little help.
I go, Belinda, if you're going to kill me, then do it. But I'm not going to pull the trigger, especially when I have a gun right here that I can delete me permanently.
Oh, here he goes.
And she said,
bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Oh, bitch! You bitch!
Cold till the end.
You should see Joe's face. I'm surprised that you're surprised, but I'm mad. You know, because it's like, wow, he's saying I'm going to kill myself. And she's like, okay, do it.
Does this just show, you know, through the whole thing, out of all the going back and forth in the lab, I mean, we are here to educate, okay? And it just shows you, for everybody listening, how cold and what garbage these people are.
Yeah.
And cold-hearted. If this was a real-life situation, to go through all that, to be in an emotional connection, you know, I mean, when a relationship ends, you're leaving here, well, take care of yourself. Yeah, you too.
Well, she wants to leave in peace.
And it's like that, but...
She wants to leave in peace.
But not the way she said it. If a relationship is ending with somebody, like a relationship you had, you would say, look, it's not working out, blah, blah, blah. Well, take care of yourself. You take care of yourself, too. Mm-hmm. And the phone hangs up, and then you get very upset afterward. But it ends like that. It doesn't end with, okay.
But let me just pose this, because this actually happened to me. What do you do when you're trying to end something, and the other person brings this up, like, well, if you leave me, I'm going to kill myself, like that almost emotional blackmail?
That's what I was doing.
What are you supposed to do?
I'll not just say,
well,
okay.
If you're a scammer, you
say okay.
Well, yeah, well, if you're a scammer, you just say okay.
They've already killed Dick Eldorado. What's one more stupid guy? Mugu.
Right, and you saw how compassionate they were about that.
I know, they're all like, oh yeah, your friend's dead.
I think I was the most upset about the whole thing.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah,
more than they were
very excited.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm not saying say okay, bye, you know.
I mean, you know.
Leave him to his own devices, but that's
why
people...
What do you do when you have somebody with an emotion, you know, like, I'm going to, you know...
Well, I mean, I tried to talk him down, you know. Oh, you know, please, don't do that. You know, nothing's that important, blah, blah, blah. But now it's like, okay, now I'm roped in because now I feel responsible for what you're going to do, you know, as a result. But I wasn't like, oh, okay, bye, you know, tough to be you.
I had a girl when I was in high school. When I was a senior in high school, and when I went to go away to Maine to be a lumberjack, there was a girl that liked me very much. She was about four years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And she would write me, and she was going through a very bad time. She'd write me all these letters. You know, I love you. I tried to kill myself. You know, blah, blah, you know. And And I knew I had to be really careful because I knew that, you know, yeah. I didn't want to do anything to, you know, to hurt, you know,
you don't
have
to
this girl harm herself.
Yeah.
And my dumb buddy, like Anthony and my buddy, I would do her. I go, don't you imbeciles understand that this is a very young girl going through a situation. She's in love with me and I she's wants to kill herself if she can't. I got to be very cool here with what I said. I don't want this girl to harm herself.
Right.
So, yeah. So it's a guilt thing where you got to be, I mean, you don't want this person to hurt themselves.
No.
I mean, nothing's going to work out. You want to hurt themselves. Yeah, but I couldn't imagine just going to her. Well, bye.
I know. Well, that's the thing is that even if, I mean, they're pretending on the other end that, okay, it's all over here, but they're not pretending like, oh, I hate you.
Yeah.
They're just saying that you can't do for me, like, I'm in a desperate spot and you can't help me, so since we can't help each other, I don't see the value of this relationship anymore, but not like, you son of a bitch, I hate you.
Yeah.
But even if you were at that point with somebody, if you were like, you son of a bitch, I hate you,
yeah.
and they were saying, I'm going to kill myself, any human being is going to take pause for a moment and go, oh, God, what if they really mean that? You know?
I don't think they're convinced I mean much of anything.
No, well, you know what? I don't think it's even met that. I think that they think that you're full of it because, you know, they're saying, well, you've said all these times that you wanted to help me, but, you know, what have you done for me lately? And
as Joe pointed out, I'm always offering advice.
Yeah, advice and not the cash. Yeah,
you're not offering money. You're offering ways to make
money. I don't find that money's a good foundation for a relationship, Joe. I mean, this was the problem with my wife that I'm getting the divorce from. It was all about
right,
the money.
Right.
I'm consistent.
Right. No, that is consistent. But the thing is
they had every opportunity to walk away.
I know, but this, like Joe said, we are here to educate, and people wonder, well, how can people get roped into the point where they want to kill themselves? This is exactly it.
You just witnessed it.
You just heard it. What they would do to somebody who is that desperate that they're contemplating suicide because of the breakup of this fake relationship, and he wasn't even out the money. He wasn't even, like, out trying to save face amongst peers, you know, that he's told everybody about this relationship. This was just, he's so heartbroken, fake Davin, that, he's like, well, maybe all I have left is this gun that's in the room with me. And you see how much they cared about that.
After all that, being through that whole thing, if you were in a relationship where it was a real relationship and you went through all that, it would probably be, well, take care of yourself. If there's anything you need, let me know.
Yeah.
And then if and that's how it ends.
Yeah.
I mean, well, through a divorce, it's going to end like that, you know? Right. I mean, that day is going to come. But, you know, for somebody to come out and you know, it wouldn't be like, well, bye.
Right.
Because, like I said, Joanne and I, you know, so even when we get divorced, if there's anything you need, we'll be there for each other and stuff like, you know,
yeah.
that, you know, probably, you know, this. But, you know, it wasn't blunt.
No.
You know, this is blunt.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's so cold. Even Lisa in the chat is like, she's the C word, and I hate that word. And I have to
she's
agree.
A couch.
Yes, she's a cushion.
But you know, listen. But as I said, a lot of times when these scammers end it, they are mean and vicious. I mean, she could have said brutal things to me.
She could have. She could have really...
Did not go that route with me. And, you know, the guy, if Joe's right, that the guy's really pissed off, I'm sure he had some things he really wanted to say to me.
I bet he does.
Yeah, but you want to know something for the simple fact, like after a relationship like that, and you made it evident that you were suicidal, just for the simple fact that he just said goodbye like that. Yeah, and even it doesn't have to be mean. That's devastating, dude. That is very devastating if this was real.
Well... she deleted that account.
Wow.
Really?
She deleted that account, and then she blocked me from her other account.
Wow.
And I did feel sad.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I spent 11 months with her.
Yeah.
Not with her, but, I mean, we had animal sex.
Well, that's with her.
And we wrote porn,
of.
I mean.
Well,
we video chat. There was a connection.
Yes.
Everybody who I've played that clip, the first phone call from a couple of weeks ago when she's excited to me. Like, even people that aren't familiar with our show, like, I gave it to the producer from Arise and Shine that I was working with.
Okay.
Because we were talking about maybe putting that on the show. And we might in the future or something. She's like, no, you could tell that there was a connection. This girl liked you.
Yes.
All right, but here's the deal. It wasn't the girl. I mean, for whatever emotion.
Oh, what I was talking to now is not the girl.
Right, so for you to get upset and, you know.
No, I missed my my friend.
I understand that. Yeah. But your friend is gone.
No, but I hated I hated talking to this person.
Because he's the old man. He's not thrilled with you. He's looking to get
the
dog.
He's not fun. He's a typical scammer.
Because he wants his money. He doesn't want a horse around.
Well, I need a little horsey.
Well, apparently when he found out, I mean, the old lady would have a little horsey. He probably sore as hell at everybody now.
Yeah. Throw me a sugar cube or a carrot or something.
Yeah.
Probably wasn't giving her the messages that I was going to call.
No, probably not.
Funny.
Well, Tom says he may as well have said, pull the trigger, stupid.
That's pretty much what he did say.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Just buy. So. Done. You know, and so now I don't want to leap ahead, but is this the last contact?
She just said goodbye.
That's it.
Just say goodbye. Next week we'll move on. Next week I'm going to do an interview tomorrow with somebody who's actually scammers into sending her computers and stuff.
Wow.
So I'm going to do that interview. I think that'll be nice. I think that'll be fun.
That's interesting, yeah.
I'm going to conduct that interview tomorrow, and we'll play that next week in this segment.
Okay, cool.
And, you know, there's other, you know, so I've scam baited other people. I didn't scam them. They came across.
Yeah.
So we still got some stuff, but.
No, but Belinda is no more. I feel sad.
She's been with us for 2 years.
I know. It's just like
we've
the end of it.
El Dorado.
Like, you know, we knew these people, or these fake people we pretended to know. Oh, God, I'm confused.
It is sad, isn't it?
It is, because it's just like she was endlessly amusing. This last patch has been, just like you said, just like the same old, cold, you know, well, where's the money? Aren't you going to give me the money? Well, I guess we're done. No more money?
Well, I mean, there's been some amusing things in there.
Yeah, of course there have been. But, you know, the thing is, and particularly because of so much that has gone on before, so, you know, it's sort of like a lot of things that were funny were sort of like callbacks, you know? But
there's a lot of history between these two characters.
Yeah. Lisa's like, wow, sad end. I'm like, yeah, me too.
What'd you think? We were going to get married and run off and gallop in the daisies together?
It looked that way.
The wife frowned upon it.
You know what? Killjoy. I don't know. It's.
I mean, how could this have ended?
It. You know what?
Well, Joe's got some ideas, but
yes. Without you actually having come. Oh, poor Tom. That's a more disappointing ending than the end of The Sopranos.
That's not true.
Don't stop believing.
Should I have sent money?
No.
I mean, I could have prolonged it, but then I think we know what cycle we're in.
No, we're sending money now. We're, you know.
No, only Kumi gives us money to send that never gets.
Actually going,
actually, your money. It was, he never paid you back.
No, he didn't. No. But the thing is that it's Lisa says tiptoe through the Ebola.
Maybe she died of Ebola. Maybe that's you want me to rewrite the ending, kids?
Yeah, we need a happy ending.
So we fucked like animals.
Yay!
Fade to black. Which is what I call going down on an African American.
Fades to black.
That's my move.
No.
I told people I was still going to say terrible things, even if I help people.
Yay! No, it's just bizarre that after all this time, if you were a real person,
I'm really not. I'm just a shell.
Instead of just a fake boy. Like Pinocchio, if you were a real person and this was a real or perceived as a real relationship, that would have been devastating. Well, Lisa's like, well, we could have sent her a fake MTC number, make them run back and forth a few times. Well,
yeah
but that
that's
would
only a couple
last
more days. Yeah.
For a couple more days.
That's
and then
predictable.
And then it would be like, okay, you know, then it would be fighting words.
I think we learned a lot about scamming. I think from Belinda. She was tremendous.
Oh, she was just like the college, you know, grad course.
I mean, this girl, guy, we got them to do things that's never been seen before. We've learned, and we've learned a lot. We got the video chats.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw, we learned just how cold they are when it comes to somebody dying and everything. We saw how they work as a team and everything. I mean, she's been... Yeah, I almost feel like we should send her some money just for making so much video.
No, we can't do that.
No,
you can't reward criminals.
Yeah, no, you can't. I mean, even if it would prolong the bit for a little bit longer, it wouldn't be that much more because then they'd up the ante.
Yeah, no, you can't. Once you start sending the money.
You know how it works.
It's over.
And also, the whole thing is that we've always been steadfast about not really giving them
any
money.
It's like, don't feed the animals.
Yeah, can't do it.
because we know where it goes. It goes towards them continuing these criminal enterprises.
Yeah, and, at the least.
Yeah, and encouraging them to feed off other victims. So, oh, Tom says, give it a happy ending. She gets AIDS from a yak and withers away to nothing. That's Tom's version
That's
of the
happy. Alternate ending, but we wanted to get an R rating and they wouldn't let us use that one, Tom.
Yeah. Lisa says, still sad. Condolences, fake Devin.
No.
Yeah, the yak would have been NC-17.
Yeah, that really would have.
Raped by a yak.
Raped by a yak.
Well, she, you know, we had yak talk with her.
It could have been consensual yak.
Those hoof marks all over you, ma'am.
Joe, anything? You've been kind of quiet on the post-mortem.
A little sad. A little sad.
It is sad.
A little sad. It's, you know, but, well, you know, I've been reflecting.
Think about because of her, we got involved in Evalos.
Yeah.
And ruined that lawsuit because she was pretending to be Evalos.
Yeah, incredible. Incredible how many tentacles this had.
Well, I say it's the best bit on radio, but we'll see what else I can do.
Mm. It was awesome.
We'll see. You know, like I said, I've had some other ones in the hopper. You know, we'll see what we can do with that. I don't think anybody's ever going to be as good as Belinda, because though not my first, I felt the most connected to Belinda.
Yeah, well,
you all did.
Yeah, we all did.
It was a little Belinda in all of us.
Probably.
Yeah, that's that bullshit meter that we have.
Godspeed.
Godspeed, Belinda.
Belinda, Prisca.
Tom says, okay, go with the Scooby-Doo ending. You two meet, you remove the mask to discover she was Old Man Withers, the owner of the haunted amusement park.
Yeah, right.
I remove the mask. It's really Iliana Avalos.
You darn kids.
Damn it, I wish you were a Ghanaian scammer. This is worse.
And I would have gotten away with it, too.
Yeah, I mean, because of Belinda, a multi-billion dollar lawsuit was ruined.
Yes. So, kudos, Belinda.
You know, I should contact her. Hey, by the way.
Hey, by the way, you know what? You made great radio and you broke up a million, multi-billion dollar lawsuit.
Multi-billion, $4.5 billion at one point.
She'd be like, what? What?
Where's our cut?
Billion? Where's my money? Yeah.
With a B.
Well, I'm sure somewhere in Ghana there's another radio audience having a sad time of it, too.
Oh, no. She broke up. You broke up with fake Davin for good? Really? Oh.
Well, sad. Like I said, next week we'll continue with the Ann Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
There's always fun with Ann Jackson.
Yes.
Not the same emotional type of... But, yeah, but always good for humor.
There are more Mr. Learning. Davins to be had.
More Mr. Davins to be had. And, you know, we're going to have a good interview next week.
Yes.
And then we'll see what I got for you kids. We're not done yet.
There will be more scamming to be had.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we release Joe and Pip to bait some scammers.
Sharu says, good times.
Well, Sharu came late to the party, but she caught up with a rapidity.
Yeah, no, I know. She was like, I'm going to catch up, and I'm going to know everything that's going on.
That's the type of dedication we need.
Yes, we do.
We appreciate it. All right, let's thank some people for allowing this to happen.
allowing this to happen. You can only stop this from happening.
Play Sarah McLachlan music. Family Martial Arts. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect you together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts Dojo is for you. Give them a call at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com, FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. They're actually starting to do training now, self-defense with weapons and everything. Like guns. Oh, yeah. Not real guns, but like fake guns and knives and like how to disarm and not get killed and everything.
Cool.
Yeah, starting to do seminars on that. So I would definitely... check out their website, contact them, because this guy who's teaching it, God, he's been doing this for 40 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's impressive and everything.
No, those are good skills to know.
Absolutely.
The zombie apocalypse is coming.
They're the ones that trained the cops and everything.
Oh, wow.
But then they had to stop because too many cops were getting sued.
Oh.
For, like, beating the shit out of perps.
Oopsie.
As opposed to getting shot.
Well, you know what? I would rather be on the side of getting sued than dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead and sue me.
Francesco's. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache. That'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family and get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. And their next comedy show is this Friday, starring Dennis Ross. The last show sold out. I'm not sure where they are on this one, but I'm sure they're going to have high attendance. So you definitely checked it out. What?
Sometimes when I hear Private Party Room, I picture it's like the champagne room at the Go-Go-Arama. You know, the Private Party Room.
The Go-Go-Arama.
It's got like little curtains.
It's a nice restaurant. Why do you got it? It's a sponsor, and you filth it up.
I know. Well, you know what? I like to filth things up.
You do.
We do. Oh, by the way, Trucker Tom says that he's playing his Ghanaian counterpart on their show about us.
Just imagine.
He's Mooga
Tom.
They
got Yak Driver Tom.
Yes. They do. Yak Herder Tom.
Yacker Tom.
Goat Herder Yacker Tom.
Yacker Tom.
Says.
Goat Herder Tom.
He says, Goat Herder Tom says, you should have pulled the trigger.
Funny. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you could never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmeal for your bagels. They feature an extensive variety of cream cheese and spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique deli specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered and fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber, which is not on steroids, unlike A-Rod, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut.
Yummy.
Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli is great for you for when you want to eat out or order in. Have them cater to fucking events. Can't read. Goldberg's delivers every time. That was unprofessional. They're open at 5.
Fucking events.
Do it. You won't be upset.
Do it.
They're really good. I'm not lying. You don't get this physique if they're not good. I should have more of their low-fat choices.
Wait a minute. So next time you go on a rise and shine, just get Body by Goldberg's.
Body by Goldberg's. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran, happy Veterans Day. Thank you. And or a fan of Davin's, then you get 10% off. Side-splitting Productions for comedians, DJs, murder mysteries, more. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Calls up 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Anything for Mr. Helix?
No, not this week.
Joe?
Yeah, I got a couple things coming up. I will be at McGuire's Comedy Club on the 13th. I'll be at Governor's on the 16th. I'll be doing a couple of fundraisers this weekend. I'll keep you posted on that on Joe Curry Nation or my Facebook page, Joe Curry.
Thursday, I'll be at the Broadway Comedy Club in New York, New York at 12:25 a.m. So technically, I'll be there Friday at 12:25. if you happen to be in the city looking for something to do, I think it's
at 12:25 a.m.
I think it's the 11 o'clock show, but not my spot's 12:25. So you wanted to work in the city, did you, stupid? Number is 212-757-2323. 212-757-2323. Friday, I'll be in Denville, New Jersey at the Indian Lake Community Club. Also on Friday, as I mentioned, Sidesplitting Productions presents comedy at Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey, starring Dennis Ross, Chris DuBale, and Troy Moore. For tickets, call 973-925-1100. And Saturday, I'll be in Beacon, New York at the Beacon Elks Club. So if you want any info for any of those shows, just message me. Let me know.
So I just suggested to the chat that we should all pour out a 40 for our gal, Belinda.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And Tom says, no, that's alcohol abuse.
I think she's worth it.
Yeah.
She gave us a good time.
She did.
Mm. Hell of a ride, Belinda.
Yes.
2 years of radio. What? 11 months out of my time.
Incredible.
Countless hours. My first fake animal sex experience.
Your first fake one.
Yes.
We don't want to hear about
some
the real
good
one.
Porn.
Some
yeah,
excellent porn.
Excellent porn.
Made the white come inside out. Here's to you, Belinda.
People got it through the back.
Yes.
In your honor.
Godspeed. See you next Tuesday.
Yeah, you. That was terrible.